It's a Daily Talk Show episode 407.
It's weekend banter, and we got full Gronk squad.
Clap it in. It's Shepparton represent.
This is the band's back together from Shepparton.
That's it.
Kellen Wolf, my housemate.
Hello, mate.
Hey, mate. And our hype man for the Daily Talk Show, but also just Shepparton Shep-lebrity.
He's Shep-presenting his entire life.
Far out. How are you, mate?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for having me. This is awesome. This is way different to the last time I was on the show.
Oh, what? What are you saying?
It was just them and an iPhone, wasn't it?
Josh had a tape recorder and we're at the desk.
It wasn't a fucking tape recorder. It was a Zoom recorder. It was an SD card.
$1,700 worth. What episode was that? 50?
50, yeah.
Far out.
It's a long time ago.
So we did a road trip up to Shep. I still don't even know what you do for work, but you have access.
He works at a label. That's all I know.
Works at a label, but he also runs nights and fucking... you're a promoter? No, that's a stinky word, isn't it?
Yeah. Promoter's like a dealer.
I think promoter, when you're doing things like that, is like when you're like 17 to like 21, and if you're still doing it after that, then you're a bit of a... I don't know.
A grub. Or a gronk.
What is a gronk?
I would say it's like what they've... class me is like a creative director.
Okay.
Yeah. Of like these businesses.
Okay. Which is a promoter. No. See, I'm not, mate. Creative directors. Imagine if in reality they're just promoters. No, but you put on nights and shit. And so anyway, we had access through your homies that own it, and we were able to do our show from there.
What was the place called again?
The Deck.
That's right.
It's great.
Because TJ's always, whenever we're in a regional town, it feels like he's fucking always bragging about a deck that's close by. I think when we're in Ballarat.
Literally when we were up there to film some stuff, you were up there and you launched on the Thursday night. We were there on the Thursday.
Yeah.
The Arvo.
Yeah. So we opened up a cocktail bar downstairs called Uptown just to keep things ticking over. And then there's going to be a deck upstairs. Mm. So that's about to launch real soon. So we'll have like four in the state.
And they're everywhere. So pretty much all the regional towns we go to.
What do you have to do to have a successful venue? Where's the cash at?
I think it's just treating people really well. Uh-huh. Because like, you know, if you go to a different town, you're not from there, people will be like really reluctant to support you at the start. So if you show them love, something that they haven't got for a long time, because a lot of people have the monopoly. Mm-hmm. If you show them love, then they'll just keep coming back.
It's cheap drinks. And that's why Kel and I will go. We'll go there. Yeah. If Kel and I get drink cards, we'll be there and cheap drinks.
Free fireballs, free drinks, free food.
God, we got a few freebies in Shepparton.
There's a photo it must have come out, you know, like a memory not that long ago. It was me. We had like lanyards on with rum and coke lanyards or something at the GB Hotel. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they were fucking, I think they were Jim Beam doing some honey Jim Beam or something. Yeah. Bullshit. But these regional towns, they put on these like, the alcohol labels come. You've probably organised a bunch of them. But there's like, it's almost like the alcohol promotion.
Yeah.
For the event, and then they give you a bunch of free shit.
Yeah, like regional towns get like really excited about that. Like just like the kids in the town, they're like, oh my God, Jim Beam girls. And it's just like these girls from Paran who come down in a car. Dressed in like Jim Beam's
They can still be Jim Beam girls, can't they?
Yeah, they can. What's like they are.
Are you ragging on Jim Beam girls?
Do you think venues?
I'm loving them.
What about Bacardi guy?
I'm just saying they.
Do you
love
think venues are being more thoughtful around doing shit with promotional girls? Like
conferences, you can't go to.
No, Milwaukee Tools.
Oh yeah.
They don't do in Australia. Nothing. No promotional women.
No booth girls.
No like girls holding drills and shit. Have canned it from any of their promotional stuff. Mm-hmm. Jim Beam Girls was a thing. We did a fucking remember when Stacey and I were doing that Friday's house party thing where we'd go.
Yeah,
and do,
I remember that. Yeah.
We did a broadcast of the show. This is Stacey who doesn't follow me
on Instagram.
She doesn't follow me.
Neither does Tracy. Just
old housemate.
Oh, really?
And this is Paul's Debs.
Oh no!
Just reminded me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Anyway, I went to this. Okay? I'm okay. We went to this sad dude's house. It was so sad in Marupna, and we rocked up, and it was 5 a.m. and we're going to do this setup to do this broadcast. He'd got this sort of like big fire going for us, and I just smelt Jim Beam on his breath, and then I look over, and there's just a Jim Beam G string hanging up. And then his wife comes out. It was just a very sad moment.
Did you say there was a pole? I feel like there was a pole as well.
A pole.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a pole, was there?
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
You know that's authentic when there's a pole going on.
And Jim Beam G-strings.
Yeah, that's genuine.
But do you think Jim Beam and all these, do you think they still do? Like, are they pushing promotional events with girls?
Not towards us. I think more so in, like, bigger crowds. Mm. Like, you know, your whole, like, Bathurst and, big V8 cars and your big sort of concert series and things.
Your Bogan gatherings is what you're saying.
I'm just trying to be nice, guys. Well,
there was a time I feel that there was a big push to having your own bar, like, you know, like the wooden bars at home. Like, my dad had one where it was almost like the Trevor Marmalade dream. Having your own bar that you sort of go behind. I feel like that's not much of a thing anymore.
Well, you need a bit of space.
I suppose if you live out, you know, if you don't live in an apartment, it could be great. But
you can get a bar into your one bedroom. Yeah, yeah,
that's it. Just on the balcony.
Just off the plan. Came with a fucking bar.
Yeah. I actually think you're right. I think like a bunch of my mates' dads had all that. It was like a real sort of pride moment where they'd come and check out the bar.
Yeah,
like,
with a vintage Coca-Cola bottle they got from Vanuatu.
And just thousands of stubby holders.
Red Bull fridge just from or Bali. Red Bull light. You know, the fucking old Red Bull signs and shit.
Oh, that's right.
They're throwing them out.
Big tank singlets in a frame.
Signed Warnie cricket bat. I mean, it's so Australian. But I guess it's like the American cabin style, like the hunting cabins and shit.
Yeah.
They're more of a thing over in the States in the winter, probably in Canada, 3D deal.
Yeah, I've got a lot of hunting cabins.
Lots of, dead carcasses on the walls.
What's that called? What are they?
Taxidermy?
Yeah, taxidermy.
Yeah, they're not dead carcasses.
Technically, they are. But they're just stuffed.
Moose, deer and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a bit bogan, isn't it?
And so, Cal, you were Tommy's housemate. Right?
Yeah. Is that how I'm defined when you talk about it?
No. It's one of the things. one of my groomsmen at my wedding. I'll lead with that.
Yeah, great.
That's up from housemate.
Is that your LinkedIn?
Is that
we lived together for, I don't know, a year or something, was it?
Yeah. I mean, we moved to Shepparton. I mean, if I don't need to bring Shepparton up again, but I will.
Tommy's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder about Shepparton because someone left a comment saying that our podcast is like listening to a few mates and one of them just so happens to have lived in Shepparton.
That's pretty funny.
We lived in Shepparton for like a year. Like we worked together at
Star FM.
Triple M Shepparton and Hit.
Well, yeah, it's changed. Straight
across Australia, the whole bunch.
Well, when you were growing up, it would have been
Sun FM,
and then Star FM, and now Hit FM. Yeah. But when I got there, I didn't know anyone, and Kel had just rocked up as well.
Yeah.
And so we're these
newbies,
punks working, and then I was living with a girl who gathered hair and put it into a jar. Remember that shit?
Yeah,
like a hairdresser. Jesus, my God.
No, like just a nutcase, as in. and I had my own nutcase as well with Will. Obviously, do you remember that? Remember that? We both landed with some proper housemates.
Yeah, and so we were like, we need to live together because fucking we like each other.
Was there a tissue issue or something? I feel
like it was more than a tissue issue, mate. It was a fucking sanitary pad issue.
Okay, just around the house.
I think she was in love with you too, wasn't she, T?
Oh, I don't know. I hope not.
Tommy's constant problem. Everything comes back to that.
Like,
why didn't the client work out? They loved me.
Okay. Yeah, so we did that. Like, we did the radio there for, I don't know, a couple of years, whatever it was, 2.5 years. Tommy was there. I mentioned Tracy before. Tracy was our other housemate. That was why I brought that up. And Tracy and Stace are good mates.
So. And we played a lot of frisbee and we dreamt about us getting out of there.
We did.
We played frisbee every afternoon and we drank a lot of ciders.
A lot of ciders.
Josh has just started drinking red wine. Mm-hmm. How you feel.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I mean, you don't like being outside, but we were enjoying the tingle. We were enjoying the sunshine, throwing the frisbee, and it was some of the best times.
It was a good time, actually. We had fun. I mean, we were back in Melbourne virtually every weekend, but
at the GV, just fucking free drinks.
You're reliving that when we're in New York. You literally bought a beer off a guy in Central Park or whatever, but then you also threw the frisbee, remember, with that guy?
Yeah, I sent you a photo, Kel?
Yes.
Mate, I've never got onto a frisbee like I did.
Passionately about frisbee at one point, where we thought, this is just something. I mean, it was frisbee media before it was anything else.
What's the high-end frisbee called? There's one that sort of that has a hole in the...
That's not a high-end one. That's just an aerobie.
Aerobie.
That's not a frisbee. It's, well, we call it frisbee, but it's an aerobie. Frisbee's the disc. Where the Frisbees come from. We've done a bit of research into this, remember?
Yeah, dish tin lids. They were original, like thin metal.
Pizza
like,
lids, weren't they?
Pizza on dish tin lids. Like, as in, yeah, they were all, like, just thin metal, and they people started throwing them around. I think they originated in California.
Yeah.
And then somebody just marketed the idea that they could just get a, you know, circumference.
It sounds like we planned this whole thing. Like, that's a fucking good fact.
Just to have wanted to do a video about it at one point.
We should do it now.
I said to, I even wrote it out. I was like, we should do the origins of Frisbee. This is how passionate about Frisbee.
Because what's the thing that people play together that's Frisbee?
Like Frisbee golf?
Yeah.
Froth?
Yeah. I filmed in Dallas, Texas, a guy playing Frisbee golf. It's just like they take it so seriously and they have their whole like bag with like, all the like different weighted fucking aerobies, I'm guessing, because they have the
thing.
Yeah.
You get some good distance on an aerobie.
You get pissed and you fucking think you're the best. It's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Where's your trick shots? Did you see us ever playing a lot when you were driving through Shep?
I think I might have.
Must have.
Yeah.
We used to get a few toots.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw you tooting at us.
Did that. Yeah. It was like weird. You were like hipsters or something.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. I talked about it on my show. Yeah. Did you talk about it in your show?
Yeah, I talked about it. I was like, you might catch me down, Shepherd and Park. Like, we'll be throwing Frisbee this afternoon.
So what show were you doing? Because Tommy had his show originally with Candy Hertz and then later Stacey June.
That's right.
I think Candy actually follows me.
Does Candy follow
on Instagram?
I'm just assuming that Stacey doesn't follow me, but I'm surprised Stacey doesn't follow you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked. To be honest, I haven't checked because I don't care. I don't think there's any bad blood.
Yeah, we're not caring.
Oh, do you know what I can do? I'll follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow, follow, unfollow.
I think you could just do it once, and I reckon by the end of the show.
No, I think you should just keep following and unfollowing. That's just a really normal thing to do.
No, but
how about this? Why don't you just do a follow, unfollow, then follow, and then it was her birthday 2 weeks ago. Just like that post and say happy birthday.
Does she follow you?
Of course, yes.
She does?
Okay.
My God, are you serious?
Yeah.
She follows one half of the Daily Talk Show.
I'm just going to look
It's pretty brutal, isn't it?
It's insane.
I have faith that it was just something, just a slip of the finger.
But I feel like this could leave me with an unfollow.
Unfollowed? Follow. Let's see if I get a follow.
Leave it.
Oh, and I'll like her last four photos.
No, just go to the happy birthday. No, it looks like a bot. She'll literally think you're a fucking bot.
No, she won't. She'll remember. I was on a radio show with him once. Anyway, my show with...
So were you on Triple M or what?
The Triple M brand of the Shepparton radio station up there with a guy called Stephen Walter. And we were Wally and Kel for breakfast from 6.
I love that they didn't want to go with... Kel and Wally is the name because they said it sounded like a regional town. Kel and Wally.
Yeah, Kel and Wally. Fits you. I think they actually had a point now looking back.
Yeah, Kel and Wally.
So you decided on
Wally and Kel. It was originally Wolfman and Wally.
Yeah.
Because my last name's Wolf, and so we played on Wolf that. But that was back in Tamworth days.
I like Wolfman.
Yeah, Wolfman.
I used to love when I was growing up, the Spoon Man.
Yeah, Spoony.
Who's Spoon Man?
He's now in Hobart.
Have you followed his career?
Yeah, well, I just sort of picked it. I dropped the ball and then picked it back up.
It used to be a good show, like Triple M Nights. Yeah. Like sort of call in. Like,
I feel like
you
got
Spoonie.
A similar voice almost. Like he had that sort of real sort of
just
presence.
A deep old school radio.
Yeah.
What's on the street?
No, it's definitely Triple M. It's for people who piss standing up, you know?
It's for people that think about football.
Yeah.
I could get almost exclusively.
I talk about being an alien coming to Shepparton. You know, you're a born and bred
Sheppo
BMAC. Yeah. What was it like? There's a lot of talk. We had a segment which was 6 degrees of Shepparation, which actually we tried to make a connection to the Greater Valley. It worked. Lots of people. Yeah, it did. It did have a sting. I've probably still got it.
Oh,
I'll find it. Anyway, but it was like, who has a connection to the GV, the Greater Valleys, Shepparton? Shitloads of people did.
Yeah.
Some great people have come out of there, including you.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's a great town. I just love the community about it, really. Like, I see, like, I've obviously made heaps of friends in the city. And a lot of them don't get to catch up with their mates as regularly as I do. So if I go home, I'm always going to see someone I know or run into, you know, this old teacher or person or someone I've worked with. Whereas like in the city, I feel like it's a lot harder for people. They just like separate and you have like one or two friends. I know friends like who are still home, they catch up with the same like 10 to 20 people every weekend.
Yeah, and you know everybody in Shepparton though, BMAC. Yeah. Like
you're a person's people. A people's person.
You're like a liaison.
I like to be out there.
Liaison
officer.
I like to
be friendly with everyone and, yeah, just get along.
Who's the most successful person out of Shepparton that you know of?
Keeping in mind, Tommy wasn't born in Shepparton.
Briggs. Briggs have to be Briggs.
Hey, like it's a tough one. Like there's people in a lot of different industries.
So. I'm not talking about like someone that bought a bunch of real estate sort of agencies. Just like someone that's, it's Briggs.
Right now it's probably like in our generation, like I think my Steel Sidebottom's done really good. He's the co-captain of Collingwood.
Oh yeah.
Won a couple premierships and yeah, like he's a lord. Like
Briggs too.
Yeah, Briggs. He's amazing.
Did you go to school with him?
Nah, I lived around the corner, like pretty much two blocks away. He was my brother's year, so a couple years older.
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper. He's an actor. He directs.
He's all over the place now. Yeah.
He was even on Conan. If you're an international viewer of our show, he was on Conan.
What was he on Conan
for? When Conan came, Conan's been doing his like overseas international trips. Came to Australia and Briggs was fucking there showing him how shit's done.
Yeah, I mean, he was also on Tommy and Candy's show.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Just so you know. Exactly. I nearly said Stace. I'm like, no, it was
It was Candy.
We released the rap video, which was sort of brand damaging for him being aligned with a rap battle with you.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember definitely. We editing that audio, that rap.
So embarrassing.
That fake rap.
So what sort of, Cal, what sort of preparation would you do for your radio show?
A lot more than Tommy would have done for his. No, as in we, like it was like, it's one of those things, regional radio, where you do, you know, it's just you basically. You've got a content director, but he's not involved really, as Tommy would know. But you just sort of, after you get off air at 9 or whatever, 10 o'clock, you just start prepping for the next day and probably take you till 2 o'clock. And just, it's a fair bit of work to do a regional radio show in terms of a content show. Because there just isn't the. I mean, what the fuck? This is like Fox Breakfast over here. Yeah. So there's four people. There's producers in an airlock in the Daily Talk Show.
We've got more people than there were in the Shepparton office.
There was. That's fucking hell. What the hell's going on here?
Hey, big media coming in.
Yeah. I mean, would you have to do?
Are they allowed to talk? Or
We've got a microphone around.
There's an American here. Which Canadian.
3D deal.
3D deal. Yes. Is that because you work in animation or something?
I have a 3D printer.
Can you give him your elevator pitch? I've never asked that question. What's your elevator pitch?
My elevator pitch?
Yes.
Oh, that's tough.
So we've just walked into the elevator. Ding.
That's why I don't take the lift.
Level 4, I'm going to. You got 20 seconds. Tell Kel about you because he said, oh, g'day, mate. You American? No, I'm Canadian.
Yeah. What? He's
Canadian.
Yeah, that's my elevator pitch. Oh, geez. I don't know. Man, you've thrown me. You've stumped me.
But that's why I've got
We can start the scene again.
Just go ding.
Oh, hey, Cal. Oh, this is 3D Dill.
Hi, I'm 3D Dill.
I just fucking introduced you already. You don't have to say it again. Okay.
Go, let him go. I'm
a Canadian. I'm an industrial design student. I just wrote a book. I've traveled to Australia.
Did you write a book
own.
About industrial design?
No.
Okay.
Just
about having a 3D printer?
No.
No.
You'll have to read the book to find out.
As a salesman. That's what we've worked
on. Yeah.
Moved halfway across the world to work with these gronks. So
unbelievable.
Yeah. Overall, not bad.
That's very cool.
Thank good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to change focus. It's like four people sitting there quietly.
It's an intense elevator pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, that was really intense.
Yeah. I mean, lifts, I have noticed that I'm actually exercising more. I'm on the fifth level at my apartment. And I will just like way prefer to take the stairs than having to fucking.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't want to have to. Like the other day, I actually, how about this? This is something I'd never done before in the lift. I was in the lift and I was coming from level 5, had to go to ground. At level 4, the lift opened and it was people with stuff like furniture and they were moving. And they're like, oh, you just, we'll wait. Just keep going. I'm like, no, that's fine. And I walked out of the lift. Past them and then just went down the stairs. So they could then take the couch and stuff in.
Is it a fear of like being in the elevator? Is that what
it
is?
It's the fear of conversation.
I have the same thing. Like, because I've been at the radio station every time, because you can leave just through the fire escape from the top level at Fox. And I prefer to do that because you go straight out of the street.
The anxiety escape.
As opposed to just having like an awkward, just quick back and forth with someone I don't know at the station.
Well, imagine, I remember
just a smile, like, yeah, hi, I don't know you, don't know me. We smile at each other because we know we both work here, and then that's it. Like, what else are you going to do? How are you? There's no time for it. It's like, it's two levels.
No, I don't. The lift in Clarendon Street, I feel like I've had many.
Have you got any quirks like that, BMAC?
No, I was just thinking. I really hate to live where I live.
Is there an elevator at Unified? There's not. It's just stairs.
Just stairs at Unified.
Mm. But you can't. What floor are you on? 50th?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Have you been up there?
No, I have not.
It's fucking terrifying. I hate getting on his balcony. I don't want to go out there.
You've got a bar in your house.
Yeah, we've got a bar now.
How much extra room have you got? You've got a fucking stuffed toy that's like...
That bear.
We had to let it go because of the bar. It was taking up so much space. Like, the bear was huge. Right?
But if you get on the balcony, you look across to, what's it called? What Marvel Stadium now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. Like, I actually don't like being out there.
Yeah, it's very high. How'd you get the bear? Tell us about this bear.
The bear. Well, taking back to Shepparton, I went to Shepparton just for a bit of work, and then I came back. And when I came back, my housemate was sort of filming me when I was coming back in. And I was like, this is weird, but like, we always film each other on like Snapchat, Instagram. And then I was just like, hey man, blah, blah, blah. And I like go to my room, open the door, and there's this huge bear that's like taken up the whole thing with a bottle of wine in its hand. And it looked like it was passed out on my bed.
Was your housemate nude?
He was in the bed. Yeah, he just like, it scared the shit out of me because like I had to open the door, turn on the light, and there's just this huge bear in my bed. And then we just kept it, like we just put it in the corner. And then every time someone come over, they were just so obsessed with this bear. We just kept it in the corner and people were just taking photos with it.
It's cute. Can you look it up? Costco bear, Costco giant bear. How much does it cost? Find out.
And the thing was, like, there's like a big like shared rubbish space down the bottom, hard rubbish. Mm-hmm. And my housemate found it down there. Oh. So we were trying to think of like, what was the story? Maybe like someone broke up with someone, put it down there, dumped it, and then he just took it back up as a joke. And then like he's put it down there. Wonder if it's still in the building.
You've got a whole lot of internationals in your building.
Yeah, there's heaps, lots of students.
And so maybe they're just buying shit and they're like short term. They're just like, oh, I gotta go. Yeah. Daddy gave me all this cash.
I bought
this fucking ridiculous bear. They're now going to podcast talking about this stupid purchase that they made once.
I could see buying a bear like that.
It's fucking ginormous.
Yeah. Be a good gift for like a girlfriend or wife.
Obviously. You got to have a place for it.
Yeah, but
where would you put it?
Oh, I don't know room for it. But like Bernie, you can put it on your balcony.
You wouldn't want it outside, would you?
What did you do with it if you threw it out?
Well, off the side. Just got back, and then there was a bar like in the corner, and I was like, "Where'd the bear go?" And he's like, had to get rid of it.
Had to let it go.
You could hook it to like just bolt it to the wall. Like I just hung my TVs. Massive effort. Put the power out.
Oh, you did on the
it's like
fucking.
Yeah. You put the power out.
I drilled into a. You know how you got to find the stud. I drilled into the fucking. Gone.
How'd you feel after it? After you?
The whole zapped? Fuck. I went back to
what? Did you get zapped?
No. But it burnt the shit out of the drill bit. It went black. Like, yeah.
Anyway, did you find out?
Had to get electrician.
$70 secondhand.
Secondhand? Yeah. Who buys a secondhand teddy bear?
Yeah. Who takes it from the dumpster?
What if it's 70? If it's 70 old, you'd have to say it'd be about 270 new.
You'd think.
I spent that much
on a small bear that I bought for my ex back like Shep days. Remember that? Did you see how I bought a little bear? That cost me like $70, $60, and it was like like half a human.
In hindsight, waste of money, right?
Yeah. I think I got thrown out at some stage.
I mean, all presents given by exes, like in a relationship that you break up, they're gone.
Nah, she took the jewelry.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she kept it.
Did she at least melt it down?
Probably.
Sure, yeah.
She kept the jewelry, but she wouldn't take the bear.
Amy, I had this ring, this Tiffany & Co. ring, which I really liked it. It was from an ex-girlfriend. Had nothing, no sentimental value to me at whatsoever. It was just like a silver ring with like a titanium sort of band. It was sick. Mm. And I just had it there and Amy found it. She's like, oh, the fuck's this? Who gave you this? In the early days, she was like, what is this? And then she found also, this is when I was in Shepparton. She also, because she came down from Sydney and stayed at the house while we were at work and shit. And she found some makeup.
So I can just imagine you're at work and she's just fucking going through everything.
Yeah, rifling through the drawers.
Nah, I don't think it was like that.
She just found all the G-strings from his stripper though.
So she found this makeup and she was like, "The fuck's this makeup?" I can't remember if she even said it to me, but I know.
Did she say fuck? I've never seen her say fuck before.
She swears more now.
Oh, right.
She swears like a trooper now. But I was like, that's my makeup.
Welcome to the world of Tommy Jacket.
I had some makeup just to make it fix me up. But she thought it was a girl's. It wasn't.
I mean, I feel like I've seen, Kel, a video of you doing like a cross. Like, did you do TV stuff? Like, did you have to do regional TV stuff as well?
We did for the weeknights. The regional, I was trying to think what it was called. Because like there was a Channel 10or like a whatever, the SCA 10.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Wind,
the regional 10 that SCA was running, and they had like a local kind of a current affairs, not current affair, but like stories, I suppose. It was kind of newsy show that came out of Shepparton, and so they asked the radio team, content team, to start doing spots because they needed to fill 30 minutes.
Was that on before we were in Shepparton? Do you remember, BMAC? Like when you were growing up, was there weeknights?
I don't think there was weeknights. I think that was like something that came in about the time that you guys came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to, I can't blame you for it, but felt a bit of jealousy when I was just looking on Facebook and I just see you fucking having conversations with the new breakfast host in Shepparton. And I was like,
have you been on those shows?
Oh, I was like, I feel a bit like,
Hype Man. Has Stacey started following you back?
Hype Man has.
Yeah, can we check in?
Hype Man is on to the new breakfast host. He was on to me when I was there. We became good mates, comes to my wedding. Josh didn't even come to my wedding.
Did you even know Josh then though? I'd never heard of you before this happened.
Sneak in. I'm like that girlfriend that comes out of nowhere. That's just sort of.
Yeah, there'll be a few of them too, though, I'm sure. But no, like, as you know, I was like, where, like, you sort of came out of nowhere, and I was like, who is this guy?
Well, because we always work it, like, when.
Because we
actually met each other for the very first time, would have been 2009.
No follow, guys. I'm going to start on following and following. It's my second.
Maybe one more.
Yeah, tell me how it started.
Monash O Week, 2009.
Wow.
I was filming for this company, and Tommy was the presenter.
How far back it went? Wow.
So that's how. But then there was like no contact, right? We just did, you know, do the shoot, and that was it.
And done.
Yeah, but then I guess it, like, TJ is one of those people who just similar. I think BMAC's got a similar vibe where they're just sort of fucking everywhere, you know, just sort of popping up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they're both social butterfly types. Yeah.
And so TJ would always be in the. I think when I was working at Fifi and Jules in digital content, TJ, you would have been doing. Must have been on the back end of doing...
Shepparton?
Not Shepparton. I reckon you were street team. Did you ever do street team?
Yeah, I did a bit of street team. Yeah.
You would have been coming in seeing Jules or whatever.
You were doing like Triple M...
I did Triple M.
Triple M like red carpet shit,
right? Yeah. What do they call me? Man About Town. The
Man on the Street.
The Man on the Street.
But we reconnected probably, 2015, 2016.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was just at the... I was probably one of those friends where it's like you... with the start of our proper friendship was when like his wedding was happening and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we would have been on the phone.
Were you at the wedding?
No.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay. Yeah, no. Because I've met some people, well, at least one, that like after the wedding that were like, oh, I was there. And I was and I felt really bad. But I probably like, there was
a
lot of people there.
Your memory is shit ass, Kel. That's fucking one of the worst I know.
It's not good.
Social butterflies have feelings too, mate. And I see this guy fucking just... Chatting away with Josiah, and I'm just...
Is that the new Brekkie show?
Yeah.
So what's the deal, mate? What's this about?
Are you on there frequently, BMAC? What's going on?
Not on there as frequently as I was on, you know.
Yeah.
Tommy and Candy.
Yeah. I mean,
Tommy and Stacey.
Yeah.
You would have got
Tommy and Stacey. No, I don't know. I don't even know who that girl is.
He'll talk when she follows. Let me just check.
I definitely don't have a follow from her. Like I'm almost certain.
Nothing.
Josiah, he's an all right guy, but so I work at a record label in the city, and his best friend also works there. And then randomly he was like, do you know the new radio host in town? I was like, not really. He's like, my friend's in Shep, blah, blah, blah. He's like, hook him up. So I made a phone call. It was like Saturday night. And then like, he couldn't believe it. Cause this like whole tray of drinks, like 12 drinks and 12 shots, just like came out. And I was like, enjoy your night. I was like, tell them to enjoy their night. And they called me back straight away and they were like, what the? Like, fact. Thanks so much, blah, blah, blah. And that's where it all started.
I can't be pissed off. He's got me that many free drinks in my life. Yeah. So many.
It's a big currency.
Door entry.
So much GB hotel drinks. Yeah, she follows your brother. Jacko. She follows the Daily Talk Show, so you're basically there. Probably just because of Josh.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I never fucking cared. I'm not offended. I don't care at all.
I haven't even thought about it until you brought it up. And now I'm intrigued.
Is it productive?
Well, I don't know. So Josh found it.
Yeah. I end up looking like the fucking idiot amongst the whole thing because I was the one that uncovered
it. You discovered it. Because I only recently discovered that. I love her, so she's not going to mind. But Trace unfollowed me.
Yeah.
And then I had a look because I thought maybe it's just me, but it's you.
Me.
It's Wally. Just anybody connected to Shepard.
I mean, hurt people, as Josh says. Yeah. The radio shows, the different ones you saw come up throughout your years living in Shepard, because there's probably a higher turnover of regional radio presenters than there is Melbourne shows, Melbourne Brekkie Show, 10 years, Matt and Joe, Tracy and Matt, and you know, what was your observation about the Gronks that rolled into town?
Yeah, like, I think the turnover was so crazy, but like, everyone who came through Shepparton seems to be doing well. Like, it's a big, like stepping stone, I guess, in terms of your career. Like, you hustle it out for like a couple years there or a year and you move on. That's what I always felt, especially with news reporters. Like everyone at like Wynn News is like doing amazing things now. But yeah, like with radio, it was kind of like 1 year, 2 year stints. Like you really wouldn't see them.
Mm. What about the people like actually integrating into those towns?
Yeah. Like some are really good. Some were, like you were good. Like there were people who were good. Like if you talk to them, but I feel like a lot of them were just like a bit scared of the locals or something, or a bit scared to go out. They wanted to, I guess they moved their whole lives, and if they did come from Melbourne, they were only a 2-hour trip away, so they go home. Whereas Josiah, just to bring him up, he's from Sydney. So like he's, you know, playing at a local soccer team. He's doing some other things like within the community. I think that's because he's got further to travel.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, he's from Sydney or something.
Yeah,
he's
Were you in a sporting team? I mean, you were playing frisbee with
the gym. The gym and shit, though. Like, I got into.
You went to a gym?
Yeah. The people there, that community. Like, who's the Jackie? Like, all of the people that worked at
Jackie Burns.
Jackie Burns, brother plays.
What about the kebab place? Yeah.
The boys. Kebabs. And so you kind of you leverage those.
Yeah.
You leverage the job to go and meet the people. If you're not a people's person, like if we didn't drink, I don't think we would have met half the people. Cause
we planned to go to every bar / pub. But I don't think we actually did it.
Nah,
but
you know,
how many fucking bars and pubs are there?
It's more than you'd think.
Dude,
more than six?
Yeah. There's lots. There's more than we ended up going to the same places just because we ended up getting free drinks. But
what's the population?
Greater?
30?
No, it's 50 in the Greater Shepparton.
Is it that much?
Like 60.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Greater Shepparton population, Mr. 97.
It's interesting. The do the locals understand national shows versus local shows? Like, is there any locals that actually think that Hamish and Andy are fucking doing in the same studio as Tommy?
That happened from what I understand before our time, but Will told us, our CD, that there would be some Shep locals that would come in and be like, is Hamish and Andy here? And because they're coming out of, you know, it's like, it's Shepherd and Radio.
Yeah. What did you think, back in primary school, like in high school?
I think, my dad was in journalism, so I was like always kind of knew that, you know, the big guys weren't there.
Saw behind the curtain.
Yeah, but like to me, and this brings it back to like you and the community and stuff. Like, people who were on the radio were like kind of like famous in our town. And I still think kids like think they are as well. And especially with like social media and stuff these days, like it's like, oh, that's that guy off the radio. That's that girl off the radio. Because like, yeah, like they're on the radio every day. You hear them going to school, going home and stuff like that. So like, I think there was this bit Shep-lebrity sort of life about these radio hosts that come into town.
Yeah, remember Joel Crean had a fucking billboard like in some backwater of Shepparton, but he still had a billboard.
He was the host of that weeknights TV show.
He was.
I spoke to Joel Crean today, actually.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah.
Do you still keep in contact with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Joel Crean, if you're listening. Yeah. I like
told him you're coming on the show.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he probably doesn't follow me.
Can't believe how much we're talking about shit.
Well, no, this is what weekend banter. This is what it's about.
Well, when you said come in and then you're like BMAC, I'm like, ah, yeah, it's all going to be about Shepparton. Because I'm not fucking from there.
No, like, nor am I.
But over, Tommy people... still talks about it. I mean, how much has Tommy changed from Shepparton to now? What are you guys, what's the progress? What's the change with Tommy, do you think?
Progress nice might not be
the
be.
Yeah. Might not be the right word, progress. No.
I don't know. It's, as in, he's pretty much the same guy. He drinks less.
Lot less.
Lot less drinking. Mm. So I guess that's progress of a kind. He's probably more mature. He's married. He's got a kid. All those things that come with. I mean, there's nothing like. He wasn't like, you know, shooting heroin or anything. Yeah. And now he's turned over a new leaf. He was, you know, he's basically the same guy. Oh, he's still into fitness, aren't you, Teej?
Yeah. Yeah, into it.
We have people who listen, like we're on radio today, like the fucking industry sites a few months ago. And so we've gained a few listeners who are hosts in regional towns. Mm. They've got a show. What was your perspective of being in a regional town? And now, where you are now, what's your view on the whole thing?
Well, I worked in a couple of regional stations before. So my first commercial radio gig was Tamworth, which is like regional New South Wales, inland New South Wales.
What's Tamworth known for?
The Country Music Festival.
The big guitar? Right, yeah. Has it got a big guitar?
Yeah, big golden guitar. I had a shot out of that, a photo in front of that before I left. But it's actually a really, we've talked a lot about Shepparton. Let's talk about Tamworth for a bit. No, it's actually a really cool town, a lot of live music. They've got their own sort of identity. So I had fun there. I spent a couple of years there.
Did you have to be a music guy? Like, I feel like if you go into one of those areas, you have to be all about the music.
I actually started gigging, you know, doing some weekends and stuff on and off when I was up there because I met a few musos and I've played music sort of all my life. But that's it. No, you don't have to be a music guy to sort of be in radio. But there is a lot of it's their identity in many respects. Good town. But then me and my co-host got moved to Wollongong. And we were there for about a year and then we got moved, obviously.
Same company
to Shep
throughout the whole thing?
No, so it was
Wave
Super,
FM.
Yeah, Super Radio Network and then what's Wave Grant Broadcasting.
Mm. And so how do you actually jump ship? Is it that you fucking lose a job and then find another one, or do you have companies saying, hey, we like what you're doing, will you come across?
No, I think we sent demos. We sent, me and Walt sent some demos out from Tamworth because I was ready to, I mean, this is the thing. So far away from Melbourne, so far away from home in Tamworth, and then like you stay there, you can't get home. Like the closest kind of beach is like Newcastle, which is 3 hours away.
So Shepparton must be like hitting the lottery if you're a Melbournean in regards to regional.
Well,
options.
I thought it was when I first got the call that we're going to move. Yeah. Like I was like, well, at least I can go home because it was so far away from home. It was really good. So I did go back probably too much, really, and got a bunch of speeding fines. But yeah, every weekend I was back there. But yeah, you sort of send demos out, and I mean, you would know. But yeah, you sort of send, hope for the best, and hopefully someone thinks you sound all right and put you on another show.
Well, getting jobs while you have jobs is a weird thing because you've got to be using company time to.
We were talking about that the other day with someone, Dan Illick, who's a great media personality. Mm. He was working at Al Jazeera. That was a story. Mm. An article about it where he was going for another job, did his fucking demo in the studio using the equipment, which I reckon we've all fucking done a version of that, right?
Yeah.
And
well,
he lost his job.
Quick story. Me and Wal, when we were, my co-host, when we were in Wollongong at Wave FM and we hated it and we wanted out. And so we needed a studio and they monitor the Wave, I mean, whatever they're doing now, they might be different, but Wave FM was, you know, recording, security, in terms of getting in there after hours and recording a demo, and we sort of couldn't get an opportunity to get a demo together that we really wanted.
It's so fucking weird though, because it's the industry that you're in, isn't it? It's like, what do they expect? You're going to be like,
well, it was a bad scene up there. We weren't loving. I don't think I'm talking out of school. We do our experience personally. I'm sure it's been great for everyone else.
No, they were fucked.
Yeah, they were great. But so we had to drive back. We got some interest from Triple M, as in the content guys in Melbourne, in terms of getting us into the network somehow. So we thought, well, how are we going to do this? We ended up driving back to Tamworth over a weekend and recording demos at nighttime at the old radio station in Tamworth.
Because they liked you.
getting something together and sending it off to Fitzy at Triple M. And then we got asked to do another one, so we ended up driving back.
I know.
So we drove like, it was like 4 hours. You know,
do you like driving?
One way. No, I hated it, especially with Wal. I was like, oh, enough. no, but yeah, so it was like a massive, at that time, a massive effort to sort of get some runs on the board and get some demos together. Right now, like now I think, I don't know how we went to that much effort to do it, but at the time we were desperate to get out of Wollongong. We thought that was the only way we could do it. Uh-huh. We thought to get interest from SCA was a good thing. So yeah, we did everything we could, and that was like the best way we could get some enough studio time to sort of craft something. And so we did it like midnight to like 4 a.m.
Jeez, and then drove straight back.
And then drove. We stayed the night, and then because we had some friends in Tamworth, we're still friends with the manager, and he let us in and didn't tell anybody else that we were there. Yeah, so we were kind of there in secret.
You and Wal now have a podcast, the Poser Podcast.
That's right. Yeah, the Poser Podcast. Check it out. It's on Spotify.
Yeah. What's the difference? Is it a different muscle going from doing radio to doing podcasting?
Yeah, totally. As I think you would both know, you talk about the things you kind of have to talk about, and it's kind of very limited and structured with any commercial radio station. Yeah.
And now you're talking political, what is it? Politics, sex, religion.
That was the reason we called it Poser. Obviously, it deviates from that, but that was kind of the original idea. We both sort of, I'm not particularly politically minded, but we both kind of, you know, we wanted to discuss slightly heavier issues, things that you never kind of would ever chat about on any commercial radio.
Is that almost harder? Like, I feel like sometimes opening it up, not having the restrictions, when you can start talking about everything, do you start actually working your own limitations? Like, fuck, we can talk about this thing now, but I actually can't be fucked like entering into it.
Sometimes I feel like certain things are a little bit draining. And also because it's just left to us, and you two would obviously know, you kind of battle with each other a little bit in terms of what you think's important, the kind of guests that you might want to have on. And, you know, it's just a small little podcast, but, you know, we've had guests that I was like, really, what are they bringing to the table? All of them I've loved, don't get me wrong, but beforehand, it's like, I'm not going to die on this hill, but
That's why you just do lots of them. Cause then, I mean, I've thought that at times, but then if you look at it, everyone has something to say. Everyone is, you know, there's something interesting about most people.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. And the thing is, I'm really interested in people, and I like to think I'm a conversationalist, so I...
You're a people's person.
Yeah, I'm a people person. So, I think everyone's got their own story, and I like to get that out of them, and I like to, you know, the freedom to have an open, long-form conversation. It's super fun to me. Yeah. I really, really enjoy it.
Which is the opposite of radio.
I mean, long form. And compared to sort of, you know, I'm like a workday jock, work weekends, whatever, just doing music shifts for a radio station in Melbourne. That's 30-second grabs. You know, that's basically saying that, you know, there's tickets up for grabs and that Bieber's 15 minutes away. So, there's an art to that as well, but obviously it's not really the same thing.
Is there a place for regional radio as a mechanism to be a broadcaster, do you think? Or like if you were having your day again in 2019, would you go straight to the Poser Podcast, or would you be doing, you know, going to Tamworth?
Oh, no.
Do we have a follow, by the way?
Nothing yet. We're just checking on the Stacey June follow.
How would you do that if this was a news thing? Because I started listening to an audiobook about radio. If you had to report on that, you'd have to say...
We've got breaking news. Stacey June has followed back.
Well, we have reports. Have we got confirmation yet? We've got reports.
We've got no confirmation
until we actually have anyone from the...
I was on the like train, just up, just like.
Have you just been just hitting the likes?
Like, no.
Just go back real creepy and get back from 2013. Just hit the old photos.
Last couple of photos.
Not to get sidetracked. I would do it differently if I had my time again, Josh. I think, I was super green, super naive when I first, as everyone is when you get into, and I just, as everyone just said, you've got to go regional. You've got to get some hours in if you want to be on air and all the rest of it. And look, there's still, I'm not saying don't do it. And if you want to be on, there's only limited opportunities to be on air. But realistically, I would, you know, I'd join the street team, you know, at wherever in Melbourne, if I had my time again, and I'd start a podcast, and I'd do content off my own bat, and I'd stay in Melbourne, because I think it speaks to, this is honestly what I believe. I'm saying, if you have an opportunity to go you know, wherever. I'm not saying don't do it, but me, yeah, I feel like it was a lot of time wasted regionally.
So potentially what you're saying is you'd be better off taking a sideline role like a digital content producer in a metro market than
I think it's
on
important
air.
To get in the door, yeah. Absolutely. Because you're in the door. When you're in their face, they know who you are, as opposed to sending just a random email account sends you, hey, mate, can you ever listen to this? This is my last break from Friday. And, you know, as much – everybody's doing that, and as much as – you know, in theory, it's a good idea, and in theory, they should want to help you and want to listen. It doesn't mean as much as actually, you know, having contact with someone, knowing their name, knowing their face, being able to have a conversation with them and saying, hey, have a listen to this. It means
I'm
a lot more.
Person. How are you?
Well, do you guys have residual, like, fans? Like, now, like, because you move on from market to market, is your Instagram or, you know, social media?
Yeah, like, there's, like, a few Tamworth. And no, in Wollongong. We didn't develop any fans in Wollongong, but there's certainly a few Tamworth.
Are they doing surveys? Like, do you get, like, in regional areas, you're getting fucking...
Wollongong got surveyed, but they're a competitive market. Whereas, and regional gets surveyed. Like, Shepparton gets surveyed, but it's kind of like...
If I doubt the survey in metro markets, I highly doubt the surveys in fucking regional towns in terms of actually understanding who's listening.
I genuinely don't know what it means. I remember sitting there and they're reading out all these numbers for, like, you know, Shepparton's come up. I'm like, but no one else is like, what's it, the ABC?
They actually partnered with a Jehovah's Witness who would knock on doors.
Would they really?
No, I'm joking.
So that's not a fucking bad idea.
Yeah, I know.
It's solid.
Just two for one, Jehovah and the old mates over here.
Yeah.
You, B-Mac, what I love about you, we spent some great arvos drinking beers and just talking shit and listening to music. You have a great knack for seeing people who are about to pop.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it about that?
I don't know. I think it was just being, like, in a regional area and not getting the opportunity myself with different things from sport to music.
Oh, you met. Tell us about when you hit up DJ Snake. Along with being the hype man, he's also the greatest hype man for himself, infiltrating people's fucking inner sanctums.
Yeah, I can even hardly remember what happened, but it was like way before he blew up.
This DJ Snake, he's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he pretty much has changed the game of, like, pop music in the last, like, 4 years, 5 years. Just in terms of the sound.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, ages ago he was on, like, SoundCloud and I was following him and I'm just like, this is the craziest sounds, like, I've heard in such a long time. It was so unique.
How are
and
you seeking, like, that stuff out? Like, are you actually actively – what do you type in?
Sometimes I'm just like – it just trends. Like, it just follows your algorithm. Like, you might like someone and it'll just be like – it'll suggest listen to this person and it'll get you onto this. And sometimes, like, they'll only have, like, you know, a couple hundred followers, but like, it'll just somehow find it for you. If not, like, I'm searching for music myself, just like trending, seeing who's getting or who's working with someone over here. Or I know that, like, all the musicians who work together, it's like, oh, that's not just Justin Bieber, who wrote that song. So I'll go through and I'll find out who wrote it. Then I'll go through that and I'll figure out what songs they wrote. And
or who they're following on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Or
things like that. So
not Stacey June.
Yeah, you just get in these. Like,
this is horrible. This is
Because she needs to be following me?
Well, she doesn't follow me either. She follows Josh. I don't think she follows B-Mac.
Yeah, I don't even
I've
know
popped
who
guys.
She, is,
she knows she picks talent.
Is
she
it
wins.
Because, is it? Yes, is, I think she probably thinks
it's
you've
a,
got
I'm
legs.
Not a Shepparton. Well, I don't have the Shepparton.
The stink on you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Stink is such a. That
you
was the word
you used.
You
think she's trying to distance?
You're telling stories at this moment, guys. How about we don't tell stories and we just bring it down to a mistake?
That she's, you mean the reason that she's not following you?
Yeah.
That's a mistake by her.
Yeah, it just happened to, you know, doing a bit of a Carl. Whoops.
Nah. I reckon.
So that's a story. It serves me better.
No, you're very good at not telling stories.
I don't need to. Anyway,
do you not divulge too much into your own?
Never. Actually, never. Like, I never fucking, never. I mean, you're the guy that tells me, like, I end up doing because of you. But I literally.
So like, fault, you don't share much of yourself, like, in terms of your personal.
I think since the podcast.
Sorry, what do you mean?
I think that's changed.
I thought you meant just, like, look into my social, like, look into who's following who.
No. I'm talking about what you divulge on the show.
Oh, shitloads.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, so when you say don't tell stories.
No. Stories, you're telling a story because we don't know which if that's true or not.
Yeah.
We don't know
what stage we don't know why she doesn't follow you. So right now,
what you guys are storytelling to serve a narrative.
What you mean? We're creating drama. We're speculating.
Yeah.
Which is what you mean. We tell everything is a story. We're telling our stories about fucking this junkie walking towards me. What it all means.
How do you feel?
Seriously.
How do we feel?
He's probably looking for more junk, I'd say.
What about that as a story?
Yeah. As a way of turning it positive.
Yeah.
What about if all of our listeners, Stacey's got a great podcast, the Stacey June Show.
Yes.
How about this? What about if you follow Stacey June on Instagram?
Just Stacey June.
And just say, came here from Tommy Jacket.
Yeah. Tommy Jacket sent me here.
Yeah. I think it probably is a mistake. I don't want to get further into this, but I'm sure it is.
Story. You're looking guilty because your story's changing over here,
I appreciate it.
But I wonder if there's going to be like algorithms or shit to be able to find people who pop. Like you work at a record label.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can, the SoundCloud thing, the finding the producer, the young kid, the feels fucking like the Martin Garrix.
It like homogenizes the whole thing though in some ways. Like from a Spotify point of view, it's like, we're all going to be fucking listening to the same sort of shit because we're going to be all in the same sort of algorithms maybe.
Even like beyond like just music platforms, it's like just say Instagram. Mm. Like you'll see people in the top and it's like, oh, why is that person in the top? And you'll click on that and it's like, it's how 6ix9ine blew up pretty much. And there's all these artists like that are blowing up off TikTok who are making like 30-second.
Can you explain TikTok?
It's pretty much just like, do you remember Vine?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like Vine, but with music and videos and people just trend on certain like verses or hooks and they'll just do their own dance to it or, you know, create like a little film out of it. And artists are like starting to like get paid off TikTok. Like they're getting paid off Instagram where you can put their music on now. So like TikTok is really like blowing up, like it's the fourth biggest app in the world. And so if you're like trending on TikTok, like you're going to have like a platinum single. Like,
should we be on TikTok?
Get on TikTok.
No. Like, you should be. Does a podcast get on TikTok?
Like you'll be ahead. Like Australia's still so far behind, but like if you're there now, like you can still go.
Because I've seen like videos.
It's not too late to TikTok.
So it's early day. Okay. Because I did like they do the videos where it's like, on my first day in Australia, oh, g'day, how are you going? And it's like fourth day in Australia, g'day, cunts. Yeah. Like that sort of thing.
It seems easy comedy in some regards.
But
it's effort. There's complexity. Mate,
we
in
do
the
this fucking definitely, seven yeah. days a week.
Yeah, I know.
We could do a TikTok a day.
Yeah, you can do a TikTok a day.
Far out.
Can you do that?
On shit. No, adding Get more. On you it. Know what I'd prefer? What's
You've so got to look for TikTok. I don't know.
I've not heard of this until you mentioned it just then.
Oh, really?
TikTok.
T-I-K. I feel like I'm super
it's
out
sort
of
A Current Affair did a... A Current Affair did a... Well, A Current Affair talked about it the other day.
Tracy Grimshaw.
Yeah.
She got TikTok?
No, but the pedophiles love it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is that right? It's become that...
Because you probably get young boys and girls fully dolling up, doing fucking little...
Yikes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So it's like, is it an app? So I'm sorry to be
young,
so ignorant.
So young people doing very
Is it exclusively just young people?
Yeah, either young or extremely old, not really in between.
But it's an app on your phone.
And everyone
follows you like they follow Instagram and they just load up little quick Insta story kind of thing.
But it's surrounded around music. So yeah. I think it would musically.
But that's like a karaoke thing, right?
Is it? Nah, because there's no talent.
There's no talent in karaoke either.
But rather than using their singing voice, it's all miming. So there is a layer of attractiveness that hot people do well on TikTok because it's like how...
Hot people will do well on Instagram.
Just like hot people do well on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now they've gotten rid of the likes.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to have an impact on...
Well, I can still see them. I don't care about other people's likes other than when I was... I've never given a shit either. When I'm doing
but ours.
Yeah, you care about your
exactly. That's why you can still see your own. So I don't know the real problem. Other than I would look for high liked content because I'm trying to work out just what everyone's fucking thinking
I
about.
I think it'll make it a more genuine, organic, like in terms of the content that's being liked. I think it'll make it more genuine as opposed to people being influenced by the amount of likes that something gets.
What's the mind state of the person who is posting because they want other people to see the amount of likes they get.
Yeah, it's nuts. What is like that? Crazy narcissism. Like,
which we all are.
Yeah, we're all narcissists for sure.
Maybe I'm...
It's the level of success that a post has.
Maybe the disconnection is... I actually feel it for me when I see the fucking number for myself. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking, oh, yeah, fucking how good's this going to look on other people?
No, but as in anybody, I think a lot of people are influenced by the fact, like if you see Selena Gomez post something and it's got, I don't know, 300, 400, 500,000 million likes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. The idea that you'd be so like disconnected for like 200 or 300 likes. Crazy, like huge numbers.
She's got about 80 million followers or something fucking outrageous.
She was the, she's more than that. It's 160? She's 150, 155. She was the most followed, and then it was, I keep up to date with this. The Cristiano Ronaldo was the most followed, and yeah. I think it might even be.
Messi.
There might be a Kardashian in there.
I tell you, weird one. Vin Diesel was like one of the biggest Facebook pages of all time for a long time.
That's weird.
What's the thing that people go to pubs and they do questions?
Trivia.
Yeah.
Well, what's the actual name? Is it trivia? No, it's
like
trivia.
Pub trivia.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be great at trivia.
Maybe.
The frisbee thing. That's a fucking great fact.
I looked that up because we wanted to. Like, I don't know, somehow I was like, we should do a video about the origins of Frisbee. So I did some research.
Where it's Instagram, like who's got the TikTok thing is a blind spot for you. But
it is. Yeah. That's a just like radio content, like as in just a quick, you know, how if you're doing a music shift, you need however many breaks and you've got to have a little tidbit each time.
This guy has so much fucking general knowledge around music. And I was saying the other day, what's something that we should know? What's something that you've identified, BMac, of recent?
Of recent.
While you think about that, the Taylor Swift thing that's happening at the drama at the moment.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. What's going on there?
With Scooter.
With Scooter, your boy Scooter. Do you know about this?
Yeah, I know about it.
Doesn't want to comment.
Yeah.
It's all too close.
Scooter's my boy.
Like, are you staying out of it, eh?
Yeah, I don't want this to get back to Taylor or Scooter.
Right.
But the thing is, like, with that, like,
are you happy to
Taylor
enter into
knew.
The Stacey June drama? Like,
pick your fights. Yeah. I'm just checking, guys.
Also, did we have an update on that?
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Cool.
Yeah, I think with, like, the whole Taylor Scooter thing is, like, it's so crazy for her to say that she didn't know about this deal, about Scooter buying the rights to her music, the publicity, because she's so big and, like, she definitely knew, like, deals over, like, 10K are important to an artist because at one stage you never had money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if this deal is worth, like, you know, $50, $100 million, like, you're going to know about it before it's happened.
Mm-hmm. And your dad was talking.
But it's not, sorry, go on.
Yeah, go on. I was just doing a sting.
But so the fact that her dad also knew, her dad was a part of the, he owned part of the record label, so he would have been making money from that.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's dad knew. So in terms of the masters, I mean, it's not uncommon for people not to own their masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually.
What was that? Sorry, what is it?
So their master, like their master tracks, like the original recording track, the label usually owns that and they take a piece of everything, and that's how it's always worked up until more recently. Like an example, Metallica is one of the few sort of big stadium rock acts that actually went and got their masters back, bought them off and started their own label, so they take 100% of it.
What about the Rolling Stones guy, Mick Jagger, and that allowed that guy who wrote that track to get his song back?
Bittersweet Symphony from The Verve. Yeah.
Bittersweet.
You and I, we don't know the facts, but we know the prompter for the facts.
Yeah.
There was a guy and the other guy.
That's why these guys come in. What happened there?
So The Verve, they bought the riff from, I think it was the last time, the song was the last time from the Stones. It was just a riff that they used, and they used an orchestrated riff in their song Bittersweet Symphony, and it went number one, that song, when it was, I don't know, late 90s or something, maybe earlier than that. And after it went number one, Rolling Stones eventually litigated and took them to court and argued that they, even though they'd allowed them to take the riff, they didn't allow them to take the orchestrated riff. So they were a very early, they were a very young band, and they effectively legally rolled over and gave them the entire rights to that song. Yeah. So they own 100% of all royalties. The revenue that comes
so,
from that.
And so that's Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones are cunts, basically.
Yes, and apparently, from what I understand, they even accepted the award for that song at a couple of. Mick and Keith got up
and then recently it's like, you know, Mick and Keith are giving it back. They've given him back, and so it actually charted. It went to number one or something.
Yeah,
because everyone was like, let's fucking get it up there again because he's got it back. It's a great day.
The lead singer is apparently like it kind of ruined them. Like he was quite burnt about it and it was quite a saga.
The idea of being sued in general. I'm just so glad I'm not being sued right now.
It doesn't happen as much.
Would there be anything, what would someone might sue you for?
Defamation.
Definitely defamation.
Stacey Jerry, mate.
Exactly. It was following all the whole time.
You might cop an unfollow out of this, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you, mate.
Are you risking, are you willing to risk that?
And that's the thing that I'm.
No, but she's going to get a bunch of followers from the Gronk squad.
Yeah, she will.
That's right.
I'd follow her if I wasn't already following.
But I think you could argue with the Rolling Stones thing. It's like, oh, we just expanded their thing. You could put a positive spin on what was.
I don't think no one's going to be sued. The thing about suing people is it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so unless you've got someone bankrolling it, the famous lawsuit against Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan sued the radio station. No, they sued, Gawker.
Yeah.
Took down Gawker.
But that was gone.
Peter Thiel, allegedly, because he'll probably sue us.
Is he from PayPal?
He's the founder, along with Elon Musk. Yeah. He's a billionaire dude. Anyway,
yeah, I know he's the one that took him down.
Yeah, Gawker released.
They exposed that he of his orientation, right?
Well, that's why they said that he was pissed.
He had
a vendetta
against him.
He wasn't. They weren't getting sued because Gawker called Peter Thiel gay.
No,
it was because
Peter was pissed about
Peter was pissed and has money. And so my point is, if you have money,
don't piss off a billionaire.
You
is the
could
moral
sue
of that story.
Anybody if you had a heap of cash.
Well, you can take
horrible,
it.
But the
horrible.
Interesting thing was he wasn't being he. It wasn't like Peter Thiel was suing them. Peter Thiel was supporting someone who could sue, like Hulk Hogan, who could, which is fascinating.
But it's a date, like when you think about, I mean, our legal system might not be that different, I suppose. Realistically, if you've got enough money, you can manipulate it to your will, the legal system. So
you could say that someone's done something, build a case against it.
Wouldn't if it's like a slanderous comment or a libel. 100%. Yeah.
I wonder if podcasting, whether that shit's going to become more common. I mean, all our episodes are transcribed. So you could you could Google something and find some shit that we've said that we don't even believe now but upset someone.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't actually know, I don't actually know what the law is in terms of what you can just sort of rattle off on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably have more of a sensibility around allegedly using that term in what you talk about.
Yeah, any time that anyone's brought something, I've tried not to be like, say anything that will come back to me.
I mean, we've all got angry about George Pell used his name. Pedophile.
I haven't used his name once.
I haven't.
We did a whole podcast on George Pell.
That's what I'm saying. He's a fucking
drunk.
We
can say it now, can't you?
Yeah.
You
can. Yeah. Well, Darren Hinch. I mean, that was
went to jail
for the naming the pedophile. It's a real crazy. That's a bit of a crazy law, but I suppose it's in place to protect
the innocent based on you're innocent until proven.
Yeah.
But it's also if they want to build a case and do all that sort of shit, it's got to go through the right processes. Mm. Otherwise, people just, based on your media status, you can fucking get people in jail and shit.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
A few criminals out of Shepparton.
Where's the closest jail?
Durrengar.
Yeah.
It's like go up there?
Community, like, more easy one.
No, I mean, it's
like
jail.
A hipster prison.
It's like where people go for, like, tax evasion.
It's also where people go at the back end of their sentence. If they got 15 years, they actually end up there.
It's like a
Didn't
halfway
you go
house.
Meet a mate jacket when you were up there?
I went up and visited a dude in jail there.
Yeah.
And it's still fucked. I mean, but they can run away because the whole thing is you're trying to rehabilitate back into the system. Mm. That's their thought.
Into society.
Yeah.
Some people don't think rehabilitation is possible.
I watched a doco where they in the US, they make number plates. Is that how our number plates are made? Do you know?
They do shit. They're like sewing. There's like, you get jobs in jail. I mean, none of us have ever been to jail, but I know my friend was working. You make a bit of cash. Yeah, you don't. I mean, fucking guilty wood. The guy closest to actually going to jail knocks on wood. Hey, Matt, what have you done?
What did you do?
I'm not needing to knock on wood because I'm not doing shit.
Yeah.
And what this have isn't you done, even fucking wood.
I don't know.
This
I was just thinking about jail. I was like, shit, bro.
Have you ever any mates you went to school with gone to jail?
Yes. Yes. One.
It's a bit of a showstopper, isn't it, that question in some ways?
Well, I want to know more. That's why
But your mate doesn't want to say anymore, though. That's the problem. Yeah.
Ain't no snitch, man.
I mean, you got one of the greatest
snitches.
He's actually a really big fan of this show, so I can't, like, you know.
My favorite number is 000. I'm the reason why they're doing that big campaign at the moment, 131 444, if you don't need the sirens.
Don't fucking call 000.
They've had a bunch of people just fucking, you know, social media's down.
Is that about, like, are they expecting people to just call the police station?
It's basically
calling emergency. Like, but you wouldn't know if you needed, like.
I think part of it is, like, so say if you got broken into, you don't need
sirens.
You come
back to your car and there's a smash window. You don't need to call 000.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. Emergency.
Gronks call emergency.
Yeah, my brother's a paramedic. People call. He went out to a call because someone couldn't get his shoes off. I'm not fucking around.
And about how long was he trying for?
In a car accident and bleeding to death, and they've got to go to this fucking first call.
Yeah. Oh my God. On the way here, I was driving.
This could go either way.
I'm going to jail. I was driving down Bridge Road, and then, like, this Deliveroo driver, like, stopped in front of this other scooter, and there's two guys on a scooter behind him, like, together, and they just, like, full skidded in front of my car, like, fell on the, like, road and crashed.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I had my phone down there, and I was like checking directions of how to get here. And, like, this scooter, like, come and, like, crashed in front of the car, and I'm like, oh, shit.
So you had to slam
shit.
On your brakes?
Yeah. Oh, I just stopped. I'm like, you're right. Like, they got up, like, straight away. It wasn't, like, a heavy crash, but, like, we all kind of stopped and were like, fuck. Like, I'd never seen it before.
How did
it was
it
just really wet road, and it was kind of, like, on the tram track. No, it was a bit tram slippery. Tracks. Like, it's, like, concrete as opposed to, like, road.
I mean,
bitumen.
Oil rigs, Uber scooter riders, some of the dangerous jobs of our generation.
Yeah.
Shit was scary, man.
Yeah. Well, you get yourself into trouble. Could end up in prison as an Uber driver. You don't know what might happen. I will say about prison. Like, I knew one guy, you know, that I used to be mates with, who ended up being in prison a couple of different times, and he had a fairly criminal temperament, and the prison didn't do anything for him good, and it just effectively made him worse. He did eventually go on and turn his life around, became really religious and had a family. But
this is the dude you bumped into.
Yeah, this is the dude I bumped into in Shepparton I knew from Melbourne.
Shepparation, fucking hasn't seen this dude in years. He comes home and he's like, I just saw a fucking ghost. I just saw this guy.
Well, he came up to me in the gym and he was like, "Kill," and I was like,
"Was he jacked?
Where?" Yeah, oh my God. he's always been a weapon. But, like, he got into a whole bunch of trouble in Melbourne and was very, very involved with a bunch of scene, drug dealing, all the rest of it, and then eventually did go to prison. Eventually he did turn his life around, but before that happened, he ended up just getting worse into it. He networked, he met more criminals that he was going to get involved with after he got out, and that is what happened. So I would question sometimes the system of locking people up together like that.
It's what I said, you know, they, because we had Mick Hall, who spent time in Pentridge, some of the hardest prisons up in the Gold Coast, like Brisbane, high security in jail with Chopper at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, it's for like, they're trying to rehabilitate. And it was a bit like, come on.
It's like sending all fat people to McDonald's and locking them in.
It is similar to that. Yeah. It's akin to that, I suppose.
You still got the nuggets.
Oh, a podcast, Can't Fight Fate, a bikie who's from Sydney, Western Suburbs. I fucking love it. I can't get enough of it.
He talks about gronks.
He talks about gronks, but he doesn't like gronks. Whereas we're the gronk squad. But
can I ask,
do we have a.
What are the gronks? Like, I know because I'm following you. I still follow you guys.
And Tommy.
I still follow him at least up till today.
Yeah.
What is it? Where did gronk come from?
I started using it. It's one of my favorite words. Mm-hmm. My brother and I used it quite a lot when we were younger. And I just fucking love the word gronk. It just is fun.
But is this what you were like, your fans, like, you know how Lady Gaga calls them monsters
we got the gronk
or whatever?
Squad.
It's a community.
It's your fan base. Yeah, so you
watch how
gronks.
You fucking talk about them.
I've got nothing but love for the gronks.
I need to get
it worked out what they fucking were first.
All right. So gronks are, gronks are imperfect.
Yeah.
They might fucking put something in the bin when there isn't a fucking bin liner in it.
Yeah, you know? But we've all done it.
We've all done it.
You're basically just a Gronk is selfish at times.
Yes.
A Gronk is your best mate who's funny, who has your back. So it's quite versatile, as I like to say.
Yeah. Anyone could probably qualify to be a Gronk at some stage.
Right. We're just trying to lower the barrier.
Very inclusive squad. Yeah.
Mate, the Gronk squad.
I would be great. That because now that I'm in the apartment, putting out the trash, and there is the note on the you know how you get the drop?
The shoot.
Yeah. The shoot.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to take the glass bottles down.
Yeah.
And I just... Keep
it's a Gronk.
Confessions of a Gronk.
Yeah. I just keep putting the beers in there.
Confession of a Gronk.
Yeah, you are a Gronk. Yeah. So you got to go to thedailytalkshow.com and sign up as a Gronk squad member.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of being a Gronk squad member?
I
get updates.
You get updates, exclusive content, and mate, you've been on the show. You're a part of the Gronk. You're part of the family.
Yeah, beautiful.
You're an absolute Gronk. That podcast, Can't Fight Fate. It's fucking sick. He talks about just being in jail. He's such a good storyteller, this dude. He's he's John Abraham's cousin. So he grew up in some
I don't know who that is.
He's a Sydney nightclub owner.
A promoter?
Well, he's the owner.
He's a creative director.
He's been in Underbelly, they made series about him. He's a weapon. Anyway, that's his cousin, and he's just grown up amongst that fucking bikey scene. He's a bikey since he was 14, and it's just fascinating hearing the stories of being in jail over in Adelaide and shit. I've just found myself an hour later. Oh, what the fuck? What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm pushing the boys. Scared you.
Guys, next time we need to actually do some form of road trip, have a reason to go back to Shepparton. Maybe do an outside broadcast.
I haven't been back. Tommy, you've been back, and obviously Bernie's from there, but I haven't been back there once. Not even once.
I've got a great idea. We should all road trip everyone in this room.
Land of Plenty.
Yeah. There's a festival happening. What is Shep? It's a music festival.
I've never
been
to a festival before.
Mate.
Wow. Free tickets?
This will be awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
Grunt squad. I'm in.
This right. Grunt what squad. What is it called?
What is it called?
Land of Plenty.
Land of Plenty.
Italy's headlining, right?
Yeah.
Ocean Alley's playing.
When I was in Shep, I was like, there was never music festivals when we were in Shep.
We don't even know the date yet.
November 2nd. Saturday.
Perfect. Cup weekend.
November 2nd, that will be...
That's a good memory on you.
I just saw his promotional work.
I was going to say that. I would never know that.
Is it right? Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's like
cup weekend. Course of Beauty.
Horse racing. But you want to have a great time
in
a place you've never been before with some great bands.
Yeah, that will be episode. It's like episode 503 right. for us.
Can you get?
Close to 500.
Can you get Illy's headlining? Can you get Illy on our show? Illy's your mate. Can you get him into the Daily Talk Show
studio? Back at the moment, so.
Let's get him on. Yeah, huge promotional.
It sounds like a promise.
can we get the show going from Shep for Land of Plenty?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
Backstage.
Yeah.
Right. So we could be like 15 people here helping your show out.
So it's almost.
Are you all being paid? Are you fucking. This is unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, big media
company. It's like Channel V. Like we'll be the new channel. Is Channel V. Do they still.
No. Is it a thing? Is it a music?
I mean, you would know.
Yeah, well, B-Mac. It's more like MTV are doing really great things for Australian music right now. So I'd say
Who owns MTV in Australia?
I wouldn't know. I'd
Mr.
say
97? Who owns MTV?
Shouldn't wait for that. Just keep talking. Let him do his business.
No, we wait. No, Dennis is the best.
Viacom or Viacom Media Networks?
I think the American. So. Do they own the Australian MTV? I wonder who owns the MTV license. I'm just curious. In Australia.
In terms of a broadcaster.
Well, yeah, I'm just curious.
It would be.
Absolute fuck.
Well, because if they're supporting it, I'm just curious as who the fuck is.
They're just supporting music in general.
Yeah, but someone's putting up the cash to be able to do this. I want to know, are they fucking a good company that's got a lot of life in them, or is it just going to be a spark and MTV's not going to.
I don't think so.
Same company, Josh.
Viacom. Yeah. Okay. Viacom's pretty big.
No follow.
That's okay.
So head over, Stacey June, tell her the Gronks. Tell her you're a part of the Gronk squad and you heard about her from Tommy Jack.
All positive. She is actually lovely.
She's lovely.
We've had Stacey on the show before.
Yeah, twice.
We've had her on twice.
Massive supporters of us.
We had a lot to do with each other when I was in Shepparton. She's as genuine person as you could imagine. So I hope she doesn't misinterpret this for the, I mean, It's all a bit I wouldn't mind a follow either, though, Stace, if you're listening. Check
yeah. us, anyone else who you want to follow from?
Matt DeVilla follows me, follows you.
Yeah.
Who else? I don't know. Follow for the next 5 minutes.
I want to follow, I want to follow from your production team out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 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 we can get you good. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got
boom.
Four nice. Follows we can get you yeah, right.
Post a podcast. Oh, and I should drop a reference to the Kybers band that I've just started. So go yeah. and follow them, the Kybers.
What sort of
we're
music?
We're not MTV, mate. We don't support local Australian.
You support band. Anything, mate. I've heard the show before. You chuck a follow to anybody.
And so what style of music? What are we, and are you on Spotify yet?
It would be indie rock. We should have some stuff on Spotify in the next couple of weeks.
Blink 182, Offspring, that sort of style.
No, that would be pop punk. Realistically, I think yeah. think Strokes, think Arctic Monkeys.
Just last thing, Machine yeah. Gun Kelly. What do you think of his new song?
Yeah, he's good, man.
The new song, he's the one that's with got Travis Barker.
Yep. yep,
sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you oh, think that good. Old Town Road?
Old Town Road.
That's had a lot Never of talk around it, hasn't it? Oh yeah, bullshit, bullshit.
What about his new song, Panini? Cool. Do you like Panini?
Panini's cool. He's going places. And I don't think he's just going to have that one hit.
Who's no. about to blow, B-Mac? Let's get something that you actually know about.
There's a kid, and his name's the Kid Leroy. He's 15. He's mm-hmm. like from Sydney. He's from like Redfern.
Is he on TikTok?
He probably is, man. He should I don't be know. If he's not. Yeah. But yeah, he's out in like LA now, and he blew up over here on a radio station.
Which
and
one?
And then on Triple J. Uh-huh. And then he went overseas and then connected with artists here. And now he's got the same manager as this guy called Juice WRLD, who's like one of the biggest hip hop artists in the world right now. And they're just taking their time, but he's like this kid and he's got the world at his feet. So there's him and there's another kid called Creed the Kid from Brisbane. And he's only like 15 or 16 too, so watch out for that kid.
Crazy. In like a year time. Let's put some links time. In the show notes yes. on YouTube and the podcast.
Let's make him pop.
Let's move the needle, guys. Come on.
Yeah, let's get Stacey some followers and let's get
impacts.
Yeah, Creed yeah, the yeah, Kid.
Yeah, yeah. Creed the Kid.
And what was the other one?
The Kid Leroy.
So is it a big thing on kids at the moment? They all... that's a good question though. Both two
you
people
know what?
That are popping
like,
both kids.
People like old school like... Even with any terms of music, like never used to believe in like the youth. And I think now
what about
that
Kid
it's
Rock?
Proven.
Kid Rock was big.
Kid Rock, I think yes. he was like, wasn't he like 30 when he
yeah,
like,
he never grew up.
Kid
yeah.
Cudi.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah. Kid Did you Rock. See that video of him dancing to MGMT?
No.
Oh, look it up. It was crazy. He
did you see? Oh, did you see Logic and Eminem's with Chris D'Elia?
Yeah, it's so
that
good.
That is fucking sick.
It's funny.
Kid Rock doesn't do many radio interviews.
Doesn't he?
No. He actually he had an incident once where he wasn't a fan of one of the program directors at, I think it was KISS in LA, and said on air that he'd had sexual intercourse with the PD's partner. Oh. And so he doesn't do radio stuff.
Didn't he run for president or something recently?
Kid Rock?
Sounds about
yeah.
right.
I'm serious. Jeez. He was like, let's go fucking Kid Rock 2020.
Yeah.
And Pamela Anderson's kid... who was she married to?
Tommy Lee.
Lee? Tommy Lee, yeah.
From Motley Crue.
Yeah, their kid is on MTV's The Hills.
Oh, cool. Oh. Is he a good-looking little fella?
Yeah.
He would be a good-looking rooster, you'd imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his dad's like 21 a rock star. His mum was a...
wanting to act and things like that.
Baywatch woman. Anyway.
A Baywatch woman. That's
MTV. That, maybe you? I think MTV's on the way up.
3D deal looks like he wants to fuck say something. Yeah, what's going on, brother?
No, I just want to say fuck Kid Rock.
Why? What? What's wrong with Kid Rock?
Not a fan.
Really?
He's like, oh, I'm a country guy, and then he's a rock star, and then he thinks he's a rapper.
So you don't like the fact that he's changed genres?
No, I just don't like the way that he presents himself.
Well, neither do I, but I don't mind that he changed genres.
Yeah, I don't mind that he changed genres, but I think he could go about representing himself in a better way.
Yeah, pick one, Kid Rock.
Yeah, I know, Jesus. Are you country? Are you rock? What's going on?
3D deal.
Yeah. I mean, Old Town Road, the ultimate fucking genre clusterfuck.
Is it trap? Is it hip-hop? Yeah. Did you see like that whole saga about that with it being not a country song and not accepted in the country charts because it was kind of trappy?
Yeah.
Cyrus.
He got taken off the country charts.
He got taken off the country charts.
And then put back on.
I think it's an outrage.
Yeah.
On that note, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, if this was Townsville, would have been. This is great banter. Townsville, is that where you were?
Tamworth.
Oh,
I thought he meant Shepherd. I'm like, where the fuck did you get Townsville from?
See, this is why I couldn't be on radio. I'd fuck the town too much.
All right, guys.
It's a daily talk show.
See you tomorrow.
Well, geez, that was abrupt.
I think we're running out of battery.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.
See you, boys.